Okay, what if they have slats in them? Is a shade solid material?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know the other kinds where you can control how much light?
Well, what do you call those now? I've got them there in the bathroom. Well, I don't care. I don't think of it directly, but I can think of it right now. What does that give? Shutters, that's it, shutters.
Okay. And a little room off the bedroom that you can hang your clothes in.
Closet.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof.
What?
A room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof.
Oh, well, that would be the attic, but too, there'd be a stairs, you know. Rooms upstairs, but then too, this house, it has a little door that we can move back and get an attic up there next to the room.
Okay. And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen. You're in the kitchen, darling.
Okay. And do you remember hearing of different kinds of kitchens, like a kitchen built separate from the house or something like that?
Oh, yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me?
Used to see a lot of them, but you don't see none now. Usually thing, honey, back when I was a child, most all the big rooms, you know, living room, bedroom, mm-hmm. was all, you know, all built right here. Now, there wasn't no such a thing as a bathroom in the country at that time. And then there'd be a porch. And it would have, some of them had roofs on them. It went out here to another kitchen. Mm-hmm. Just like I've got a smokehouse out here. And there'd be a porch lid to it, you see. And then that's where you'd cook. It would be your kitchen.
Okay.
Sometimes it'd be a log, too.
It'd be what?
A log house. People built with logs.
What, was there a reason they have the kitchen separate? Like
well,
that?
No, I don't know the reason. Evidently there was at that time, but now what it was for, I don't know. People just didn't know better at that time, I don't guess.
Okay, and little room off the kitchen where you store food.
I have one right there. If you want to look into it, one of my daughter-in-law said it was a junk hole.
Okay.
But I call it a wardrobe.
Okay, but I'm thinking more pantry or kitchen closet.
Well, now the old house had a pantry in it. That's true enough. That's where we had a little room off, and I had stuff in it, and it was a pantry. But I don't have a pantry here.
Okay, and what do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're fixing to throw out?
A lot of things that I throw out.
Yeah, old worthless things. You might
garbage.
Just say yeah, not garbage, just
trash, I guess.
Okay, I'm thinking of junk or something.
Yeah, junk. Some says junk, some says trash.
Okay, and what do you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
For you to think, it's a junk hole too.
Okay.
It's just a junk room, or either a utility room catches a lot of that.
Okay, and talking about daily housework, you say that a woman does whatever you want.
Does whatever they want to?
Yeah, I mean when she's sweeping and dusting and so forth.
Cleaning.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. And if the broom were in the corner and the door was closed so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you say that the broom was where in relation to the door?
If the broom was caught in the door?
No, see, you have the broom in the corner, then you have the door open.
Yeah.
So it's sort of hiding the broom?
Yeah.
You said that the broom was
behind the door.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women usually did what kind of work?
Well, way back, you know, they used to wash when they had to wash on the washboard, but everybody's got a machine now that washes day or night just in time to get ready.
Okay. And what about on Tuesday?
The youth had the big ironing to do.
Okay. Is there a word you might, what might you call both washing and ironing together? Is there a general, where you say they're doing their
laundry.
Okay.